But first, the fallout continues from the inauguration of US President Donald Trump, as happened early in the hours of this morning, Canberra time. How will it affect the economy globally and locally? Let's catch up with Gary Stone, who is a stock market expert from Share Wealth Systems. He joins us on the Canberra Weekender. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Eddie. Nice to be with you.
Good to be with you. Now, how has Donald Trump's presidency, and I know it's only in its first few hours, how had it affected the markets so far, and I guess in the lead-up? And what's your prediction on how Donald Trump could affect the global economy going forward?
Well, in the short term, the US markets ended up on the day, on Friday. Their close was up, so that's very short term. But let's just try and put this into perspective. The financial markets see a president as just another geopolitical event, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Stock markets are affected by, obviously, financial variables, economy variables, geopolitical variables, all sorts of things affect financial markets. Now, that's, everybody knows that. But the great unknown is to what degree are financial markets affected by geopolitical events. And if you look back at geopolitical events are being thrown at the financial markets all the time. And there's no doubt that over the last 10 to 15 years, financial markets seem to have become more and more desensitized to the things that are happening in the world. And I think, you know, U.S. presidents are a variable, there's no doubt. There's millions and millions of variables that interact with the financial markets across, as I said, economic, financial, geopolitical, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these variables get thrown into, if you think of a big cauldron, and they all get thrown into this cauldron, and on any given day or any given week or any given month, the net aggregate positive or negative of all those variables getting thrown into this cauldron determines whether the market goes up or down. And overnight, the net aggregate of all those variables was positive and the market went up. And that was, you know, despite the inauguration of the president.
We hear a lot of talk about markets being volatile. It seems to be a word that gets used a lot to describe financial situations on stock markets. So are we saying that perhaps there's a bit more resilience that has been built in to the global economy as a result of a range of events over the past 15 years, as you say? Most recently, probably Brexit was one of the events that was thought to have an impact on the stock market. Have we seen a growth in resilience? And is that volatility that is so often talked about, is that perhaps becoming a little less so?
No, definitely not. I mean, the volatility is there, and it varies from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. But the big thing that drives the financial markets are cycles. And despite, at the moment, the cycle in the United States market is up, and it's in what we call a secular bull market, and it's been in one for coming up for 4 years in April this year. Secular bull, which is long-term bull markets, and bear markets run for, you know, 10 to 17 years. 10 would be the very short. It's in the last secular bear market was 13, but typically these run closer to 16, 17, 18 years. So that trend is well in play. And whilst a geopolitical event such as a new president taking over might have a short-term effect, The long-term trend is hardly going to take any notice of Donald Trump unless, you know, he really does something massively from left field. But even if he does, it's probably going to have more of a short-term to medium-term effect than a long-term effect.
All right. How does the US economy affect our economy here in Australia? And I guess putting it into a personal point of view, how does that then affect, you know, the superannuation of individual Australians?
There's no doubt that, you know, we've become more and more global village over the years. But The effect isn't that big. I mean, the positive effect of the U.S. financial markets hasn't rubbed off, certainly over the last 7 or 8 years, on to the degree in the Australian market as we would have suspected. So, you know, we have our own cycles. We've seen in by world financial markets as a resource-based economy, and from a financial perspective, you know, the resources have been in the doldrums. They were in the doldrums for about 5 years until February, March last year, and now that's becoming the resources the cycle has changed to one of rising. It's still in its early days, I believe. It still probably has another 3 or 4 years to run, but as that happens, the rest of the world will. That's why our currency is starting to rise a little bit at the moment, and money will come into our markets if this resource cycle continues to rise. So Canada's the same as Australia in that sense, and Brazil's the same. The Brazilian market's rising, Canadian market's rising a bit more than what it has been, and that's because, you know, we're seen as a resources economy. So what's happening in the States doesn't necessarily roll over to what happens in Australia.
If you were Donald Trump's economic advisor, what advice would you be giving him for the next 4 years?
Wow, I wasn't expecting that one. Well, you know, there's obviously politics, and this is the other thing for people to understand, is that the cycles that run in the financial markets are not aligned with the cycles that run in economies of countries, or necessarily in the cycles of political political administrations, if you like. I mean, the Republicans are seen to have, in the same here, the Liberal Party of Australia, if you want to equate that. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's this thought that Republicans and Liberals have a positive effect on financial markets. That's not necessarily so. If you look back look at the evidence over decades, you know, financial markets have done probably better when Democrats have been in than when Republicans have been in. So, you know, what advice would I be giving him? Well, I think, you know, I'm not in the game of politics, but from a financial markets perspective, it's the old, the right wing sort of stuff, if you like, that it's lower taxes do definitely generate more happening in economies. But we're in a cycle at the moment that where interest rates are starting to rise. That'll continue happening for a number of years, and so we might get into an inflationary cycle, and that inflationary cycle, obviously politicians don't have that much effect on it. The cycle just run anyway.
All right, Gary Stone, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll speak to you again on the Canberra Weekender soon.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Gary Stone there, who's a stock market expert. He's from Share Wealth Systems, joining us on the Canberra Weekender.